Welcome to Humorous Podcast. It's Melissa.
And Vinny Caggiano. No, that was bad. That was horrible. Just all fucking right. Erase that. Oh my God! Fuck!
I get up like...
You just threw the fucking muffin at the wall.
Phoning your sister, incest bitch. Good God, Sally.
Incest bitch. Giving him
I think we know who that is. He's in mass right now.
Oh my God.
It's Mel
and Vin,
and we're back. And today we're actually, I'm really super excited for this episode because I've been wanting to get this guest on here for a very long time. World, I introduce you to my oldest son, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey. Hello. Actually, you're the middle child now, technically. Mike, you, Jake, so, I mean, you're kind of the middle boy, but it doesn't matter, you know, because he's my, I call him my little Vin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's, so let's see if he could bring that humor.
All right.
Humor today. I will say four is as funny as he is. He's also my least social child, like by far. He doesn't like attention. He doesn't like anything like that, like the spotlight on him and...
So I wouldn't drag them to do a podcast.
I wouldn't have. Well, it's behind the scenes, you know, so right. It's different.
Okay.
But Chris, I wouldn't have you as my son any other way, and hopefully you wouldn't as my mom, as your mom. But on the same time, I feel like I annoy you a lot.
Annoy's not the right word. You know, it's a connection. It's a connection for sure.
Okay.
I love you, but everyone annoys each other. You know, it's just kind of how life goes.
So I don't annoy you when I do those stuff because I do target you. I feel like a lot because I know how you are.
Jesus, it's all coming out now.
I do. Well, because he's fun to mess with because he doesn't like attention. You know. So here's the story. So when we were for his graduation, he's like, "Don't call my name. Don't scream my name when I walk by." You know, so all of us were there. I mean, you know, me, Brittany, Mike, Kaylee, Brianna, the whole, we were all there. And he walks by, and the minute we see him, and we didn't even plan it. It's just how we are. We start screaming his name hardcore, right? Okay, so now we're laughing because we know, like, he probably heard, you know, whatever. Probably. So now they're walking out, and they're walking at the other side, and we're like, shit. He's probably like, thank God I don't have to walk back by them. But Jess and Daniel were on the other side of the auditorium. So we were texting Jess like a mad hatter. We were like, when Chris walks by, scream his name real loud. And so when he got by them, yeah. So that's what I mean. Like, we purposely target
and you
Chris.
Texted
yes.
Jess.
Absolutely.
And Daniel.
Yep. And she came through. Yeah. And so when he walked by, he got by unscathed, but
everybody listening.
Mama gotcha. Mama
I
gotcha.
I told him 1,000 times, I'm not the bad guy.
I'm not the bad guy. I would say I'm more the jokester.
No, you're the bad guy.
Oh, take it, Uncle Vin's side.
So, you're the bad guy, but you can be a jokester. But for the most part, yeah. I love you, but yeah, you're the bad guy.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it's only because maybe you're like the lame guy, and I'm just the fun girl.
I am the lame guy, but you're an annoyingly fun girl.
You just said I wasn't annoying.
You're a Taylor Swift fan. Of course you're annoying.
Tell her.
All right, listen, I hear you bopping out to her music in your room sometimes. Still,
I don't think you've ever heard
Chris.
I'm just going to put it out there. She made me sit through 3 hours and 30 minutes. Of the Eras Tour, which is her concert. She made me sit through all of that on Christmas. I was not happy. Eyes were shut for 2 hours.
I said, all I want is for my kids to watch the Eras Tour with
Stop.
Me. That
on
was Christmas. My Christmas gift.
You're fucking selfish.
What? That's
Christmas
all I wanted.
Christmas is supposed to be about others.
It was about them. They opened all their gifts, and then what they were going to give me is to sit through the Eras Tour.
What do you get out of that? The pleasure of fucking torturing them through the Eras Tour?
No, it's the pleasure of watching something I love with my children. And
they don't like it?
They did.
I feel like the only one who did it did like it, yeah. I think. Jake's great.
And Chris looked up a couple times. I was watching him through the perif, and he, a couple songs.
Adding my part to the story, every time I would close my eyes, I'd be like, Chris, stop that. Every time. I would try and shut my eyes.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Merry Christmas to me.
All I want for Christmas is for my family to sit and watch the Eras Tour.
Yes. I wanted to share that special experience with them.
Oh, my God.
If you were here, you would have fucking watched it, too. All right?
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the fucking Grinch. And I'm going in the other room and watching something else.
I was going to be the Grinch, but I'm gonna go play video games with Chris.
He loves me, so he did it. All right. So, moving on. Chris, one of the reasons, not the only, because, I've been wanting you to come on here forever, but one of the reasons that I wanted you on today is because I just feel like I couldn't do a certain story justice that recently happened if you weren't here to tell your angle of the story, okay?
Oh, it's gonna get juicy.
So, very recently, back in October, we went to a wedding. And now I want you to keep this in mind, too, because it looks bad for me. It does look bad for me.
Here we go again.
It does.
Innocent Mel.
It looks bad for me, but I promise I was innocent, but I'm going to tell you how I don't look innocent. So we planned out the music. We planned out together what she was going to walk, into the chapel with. We planned the first songs. What the girl, what the bridal party was walking into. We did the garter belt song. We did what the ladies would catch the flower, the bouquet with. We did the skit where, the person who catches the garter. So we planned this all out. I have been to weddings. I have been in weddings.
Because I was just going to ask you, have you ever been to a wedding?
And I've had weddings.
All right.
I know how this fucking works.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do.
All right.
Okay.
However, in the moment, it was time for the guy to catch the garter.
Okay.
And Chris and Travis is very much like him, too. Like, socially, don't like to get up there, don't like to have attention, whatever. So
introverted.
Introvert, yes, thank you. Very introverted. So
that's
a
good term.
I was trying to, both of them, I was trying to get up there. And they were saying no, of course. And I said, come on, Chris, do it for Jed. Like, it'll literally make her day if she sees you get up and participate. So he's like, okay. So he ends up getting, to our surprise, he ends up getting up.
I'm such a good person.
You are a good person. So he ends up getting up, and I guess I forgot that he's 6'4" and he has a really good chance of catching the garter belt, but he did. He caught it. All he had to do was put his hand up. Yeah. He put his hand up.
Can I just cut in really quick?
Yes.
All right, because I saw the video.
Yes.
And did you ever watch back in the day? Have you ever heard of Will Chamberlain?
Yeah.
Well, Will Chamberlain was by far the best player, Ben, because he's fucking 6'9". He's playing against 5'3" white guys.
Okay.
That's what you did to Chris. You knew he was going to catch the garter belt. He wasn't even on even playing field.
So maybe I
saw the video.
So maybe I was even hoping he would catch the garter belt.
That's what
I think.
But
again, in my mind, I was so happy he got up there. So happy that Jess was going to have, this moment.
Yeah.
Okay? I thought of nothing else.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
So he catches the garter. We're like, Chris! He's walking back to the table. And Kaylee says, holy shit. There's a part. She said, holy shit. Now I can't go for the bouquet. And when she says that to me, the realization hits. I know it looks bad for me, I never fucking, for some reason, I was so happy he got up there and did this, that part two of this never fucking hit me. So now, I bust out laughing, and I'm like, Chris, oh my God, wait till you get to part two of this. Instantly, he's pissed. Instantly, he's across the table from me, and he's yelling, fuck you, Mom, you set me up. You fucking set me up. He is instantly, he's pissed. I look over, you know, across the room, just literally in her wedding dress and all. She looked over, she's looking, she sees Chris, and it's her moment of realization, too. Hit the ground in her wedding dress. She was laughing so hard. So now Chris has to do a part two. Kaylee's pissed off because she wanted to catch the bouquet, and now she can't. So I'm like, Kaylee, just go up there, and if you don't catch, I mean, if you catch it, just give it to someone else if you don't want to, you know, go through with it. Which, honestly, at this point, Chris, not to spoil the story, would Kaylee have been the better of two evils?
Well, no.
Oh, okay. Not. All right. Okay. So
that's fair. I saw part two also, but go ahead. I'm going to let you finish and then I'll comment.
Okay. So now Kaylee and the girls get up there to go catch the bouquet, and out of nowhere comes Grandma Donna. And Grandma Donna wanted that bouquet. Let me tell you something. And she jumped for it.
I was going to say, Kaylee didn't have a fucking chance.
Yeah. And
Grandma Donna was a fucking roller coaster. Dude, she was a wrecking ball. If you watch this video, she literally runs through everybody like a fucking linebacker, tackles everybody, grabs the flowers. And I don't know, it's because if she saw who caught the gardener.
Right.
Maybe, you know, she wanted
maybe. Maybe. Okay, so now, Grandma, and now Chris still doesn't know what part two is. He has no idea, like.
You're so fucked up.
Because we're laughing. I think I was in shock. Because you saw Grandma Donna, she's not tall, like she came out of nowhere.
She fucking jumped. Yeah. She's very healthy. Grandma Donna, you are in phenomenal shape.
By the way, we love Grandma Donna. Like, she is the coolest. Would have
trucked Kaylee if she went for it.
She's literally the coolest. Like, she's literally played the part. So now we're like, Chris, you got to go up there. And he's like, I'm not going up. Like, at first, he's like straight up, like, I'm not going up. Then I'm like, you have no choice. I'm like, you have no choice. Fucking, he caught the garter bell. He had no choice. The DJ's calling. He's like, I need the person who caught the garter.
Go ahead, man.
Okay. So he is like.
Smells like shit.
So he's screaming on the mic. He's like, I need you up here. Finally, Chris walks up. Now, Chris, I'm going to stop the story to ask you. What is going through your mind at this point?
I didn't know still what was happening at this point. Because, like, you know, you're being an asshole. You're not telling me. You know, regular you stuff. So, you didn't tell me. So, I walk up there. She's sitting there. And then I see pantyhose. And I'm like, this isn't what I think it is it? And then I look at Jess. She's laughing. And I'm like, shit. I look at Kaylee. She's also laughing. So, I'm like, oh, well. I'm cooked. I'm done. This is over. And then, you know, had to slide him up. I was basically a personal gynecologist for a fucking day, pretty much. For fucking free. So, yeah. Went up there. Didn't show up to the rest of the party. I was out. I was not showing up. I was on a call with my friends. And this leads to the next part that she wants to tell that I will tell. So I was outside with my friend. Or not physically, but like on a call. And, you know, I go in, I'm venting, because I'm like, this fucking sucks. I'm outside, the service is like two bars, I can barely fucking hear him. And I mentioned it, and then my friend, who's playing a game and listening, calls me the Gilf Hunter. Now, this name strikes the fear of God into me. I learned what it means to be scared of a nickname. That's bad. So yeah, I get called that, I leave the call, and I just sulk the rest of the wedding, pretty much. I'm just a sulker.
He was a soul.
All right, I'm gonna
wait, but let me just say this, because I want to interject here just to say this one little part, and then Vin, you have it, and then we'll go round and round.
Yeah.
Okay, by the way, sorry, Chris.
You're not.
This episode's named The Gilf Hunter. Okay.
Oh, it's definitely The Gilf Hunter.
Oh, yeah. We're on with The Gilf Hunter. Okay, but the part that takes place here is so phenomenal. Okay, I'm going to take my part, even though, again, it doesn't look good for me, but it was accidental until I did realize it.
Whoa.
But then he starts yelling at me. He's like, yo, what do you expect, Mom? You did this, and you did that, and you didn't tell me, and I have to fucking put it up her leg, and I have to go all the way up her leg. And then he says to me, and then my friends, now they're calling me the Gilf Hunter. Okay, hold the fucking line. I didn't fucking tell your friends. You're the one who went bragging to them, apparently.
Hold on, the bragging. It was venting, very clearly venting. I was not bragging about my achievements in the art of hunting gills. That was not what I was going for. Well, I wasn't going for that. But anyway, just keep going.
Okay, so I just want to say, while you're yelling at me about your friends calling you that, and you're the one, I'm like, you're the idiot who told them. Was it me?
It was either that or I'm really, really upset that night. I needed to get that out. Because if I didn't get that out, I am actually just like, I did nothing. I'm doing nothing.
Well, you could have vented to Travis because he was with you, and I don't think he would have called you a guilt hunter.
I am not.
Maybe in his mind, but I don't never.
Okay, but
face.
At least the guilt hunter took my mind off of it because, like, that was funny. Because, like, okay. I wouldn't want to vent in real life about that who just saw me do that. That's the worst possible thing I could have done.
And Travis is probably thinking, thank God I did, right? You probably.
Now, do you think everybody listening will know what a guilt is?
Go ahead and say it, just in case.
Listen, you got to tell them.
I hope
maybe
our
some
audience
people
yeah.
haven't heard MILF.
Okay.
So a GILF is a MILF, but it's a grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a grandma you'd like to fuck.
Yes.
But can I? Are you guys done? Because I've been holding. I've been.
Yeah,
waiting.
Go ahead. Say
all right.
You
first
have
of all, I'm calling fucking bullshit right off the rip. Madeline's been to 100 weddings. She knows how the garter goes down. She could claim all she wants that she didn't know what was going down. Oh my God, I forgot about it when I asked them. She asked them to do it. Stack the deck by having fucking Akembe Mutombo go up against John Stockton. Grab the garter like nothing. Like literally taking candy from a baby. Because I saw the lineup, and sorry guys, you were looking kind of sad out there, dude. This guy was towering over everybody.
But real quick to cut you off, I didn't know who the single men were there.
It doesn't
I didn't
matter.
Know
you put him in a good position either way. He's all fucking right. Tall and capable enough of grabbing right. A garter.
All right.
So
I didn't think he was going to try, to be honest with you. I thought he'd go up there.
You
should have
told him to
try.
Go up and pretend. To, listen, you set
I
him
wasn't
up.
Thinking of part two.
You set him up.
All right.
Because you know what part two is.
I do, but I don't.
I don't believe you.
In the moment, I don't. I really
She's
don't.
She's playing the cards.
Okay. Do you believe me?
No, I don't. And oh. I'm going to be honest. I don't at all. But
what?
I'm going to put this out here. The only reason I tried to catch that is because, like, it was like, oh, you have a fortuitous. Because what it usually means is you get a better luck in romance. You'll be the next to be wedded. That's
yes.
What I thought was going for. And then I have to fucking pull panties up on a milk hunt.
That's actually the one for the flowers. You had the right idea.
It was,
right,
but
the flowers.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I mean, hopefully not.
All right,
grandma,
well, Chris is looking for love.
Grandma's, you know.
In all the wrong places.
Yeah. So, all right. Now, but all part right, two okay. of my thoughts. All right, now, Chris. Yes, I believe you were. I'm totally on your side. You were set up. You were completely set up.
I wasn't.
But then it goes to the actual placing of the garter.
Yes.
Dude, he's not lying when he talks about being a gyno, dude. So there's a point where he could have stopped. But I think he was feeling it after a little while because he kept going. And he goes under the dress. His hands are under the dress till where it got to the point where she told him to chill out. She's like, dude, stop. You're going a little too close to the cooch. He was going in for the fucking kill.
Okay.
And then sold himself out.
He did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After
but
I can't
he didn't
I can't
know
defend
what to
that.
Do.
Telling his friends.
But
he was gilf hunting with the garter.
But it was so funny because afterwards when I was talking to her, I was like, oh, my son was so embarrassed. Like, you were such a good sport. And she's like, that poor kid, he was trying to tell me something, but I couldn't even hear him because the music was extremely loud. By the way, the song that was playing. That we picked, by the way,
yeah, you picked this
was
song.
Hot in here by Nelly. All right, so
that made it so much worse,
and somehow forgot. Oh, I forgot what happened.
I
you
did.
Picked the fucking music.
I in the listen. Here's the deal. Okay, straight up, honestly. Okay, maybe you don't know me, or you should know me, Chris. But then, if I'm ever gonna call myself out on any forum, is it not the podcast?
I mean, I just
if I literally in that moment was just so happy he got in there, I would admit it to you. Right now, I would tell you.
All
right,
I kind
promise
of believe
you that.
But it's good content.
But
you know,
goddamn, it made
bullshit.
A good story. I mean, I forgot, but it made an amazing story and a memory that Jess will never forget, by the way. You took a hit for the team that night, Chris.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know. I'll never forget it. It's my 9/11. I'm not forgetting that shit.
Oh, my God.
Never forget.
He does have PTSD from it. My mom came a couple days later, and she's like, oh, I heard you caught the garter, just trying to make it. And he's like, can we not talk about it? Because I'm still having PTSD flashbacks. You know what? Like, what were the flashbacks like? What were you seeing?
It wasn't even flashbacks. It was just, like, visceral reactions to, I was like, oh, that happened. Damn it. It's just, like, you're just cringing, but, like, not cringing because you did anything wrong, just cringing at the situation. Because I'm like, ugh. Also, my grandmother is a grandmother, so it's, like, kind of thinking about it, it's like, you know, I don't want to talk about it with Graham.
Yeah, about people. That's true.
So you weren't feeling it when it went down. You weren't.
No, I was not feeling it. I mean, the 80-year-old grandmother, personally,
he was feeling it, but he wasn't feeling it. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, can we also talk about Daniel?
Daniel's face. Daniel's fucking reaction. The groom walks in. Completely accidental. We got him on video. He ends up walking in. Yeah.
And like just stopping and looking, and then you could see the process. Hits him down. He goes, "Oh my God, Chris is going on my grandmother's."
And his face just drops for a second. Yeah.
And it was like, it's because he was outside and walked through the door.
Yeah.
As soon as Hot in Here started playing.
But you have to remember, Jess and Daniel, yes, their reactions are like, but also they know Chris. And they know he is the, like, you know, so for, that's why Jess fell to the floor laughing in her wedding dress. And Daniel had, his reaction was more like, oh my God, it's Chris. You know what I'm saying? At
the
end of
the day, he played it up.
He did.
And up and up and up. I mean, he really played it up. He was a good sport. And listen, he said he doesn't like to talk about it. He came on this show for the world to hear. So you know what?
Chris.
Listen, that's balls. That's balls.
It's funny because I will tell you, and this one I will admit to you, before you even came on here, I already knew the story was coming and the podcast name was going to be called The Gilf Hunter. It was already pre-planned. And I so mean,
it's a great name for an episode.
It is a good name. It's a good name.
Yeah. It's a good name. Credit to your friends. So we end up getting in the car and he's like, okay, well, could we just not talk about some things? And I'm poking Vin because I knew what he was thinking. I knew it. And Vin's like, well, like what? Like what? What don't you? Because Vin wasn't getting it. He's like, if there's something you're not comfortable with saying. And he's like, could we just not tell the wedding story?
And listen, and now, like, once again, all right, I get dubbed the bad guy of the show. I think by every listener, by Mel, by my co-host, by a lot of the guests that come on. Mm-hmm. Okay, when we're in the car now, let's ask Chris who the good guy was. Because I was trying to defend. I go, listen, if you're really not comfortable with that, we don't need to do this material. There's plenty of funny stories I'm sure that she has with you involved. We could skip over that one. And what the fuck do you say?
I said no.
Yeah, see?
We already know what's going to happen.
You're getting exposed this episode.
She's a very good peer pressure. Like, she will peer pressure you into doing everything, and it works. I don't know how she does it. It's magical, honestly. All right. Not in a good way. Not in a good way.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Black Chris, magic?
What have I, aside from the garter and getting you to talk about it, which, by the way, you did say you'd talk about it before I was like, no, that's what it's named. You did say, okay, I don't, whatever. You gave in. Is that because of my peer pressure that you gave in?
Yeah, because I know it's either I don't give in and get annoyed for the next multiple weeks. It's like sly comics. It's like, oh, crap. Just some dumb shit. Or it's I take the bullet. I take the hit. And I go for it.
Well, what I actually said was, we're going to tell the story whether you're there or not. I just thought it would be funnier for you to tell your side.
See, guys, all right, humorouspod@gmail.com. I want you to write in who you think the real bad guy or bad woman of the show is.
But this is why I think I annoy my son. I think I annoy him because I'm too much of a...
I'm sure you have much more stories on. I'm sure he has. You know what, Chris? Yeah. Sound off, because I want to hear... Yeah, because I bet she's got some shit on you, and I want to hear it.
I mean, I'm just saying he's probably like, damn, of all mothers to be born to, I was born
to this jokester. Let's hold off on that. There's definitely worse. But like...
Yeah.
What?
What?
Worse than the Gilf Hunter? Oh, there's worse mothers. Yeah, oh, thank
Jesus.
You.
Jesus, you sounded so surprised. I was like, do you think you're the worst mother?
Yeah, Jesus. A little guilty.
Yeah. Misunderstood that. Just saying. Okay.
So what else has she held over your head, Chris?
What has she held over my head?
Yeah.
So...
It's like therapy.
All right, well, you know what? I haven't really thought about this in a while, but haircuts.
Yes.
I've seen my mother cut hair. Yeah. And this was a while ago. This is like when I'm like young. Like I'm not even me. I'm like a teenager, if that makes sense. Like I'm younger than a teenager.
Okay, like
you were a child.
Yeah.
Where you're not a child now.
And like at the moment, because like I didn't really care at the moment because I'm like what, 9, 10 in middle school. I don't give two shits about what my hair looks like, which I don't now, to be fair. My hair is kind of a fucking mess at the moment. But back then.
I'll post a picture and prove it. All right,
go for it. All right. So back then, I didn't care about my hair, but everyone in the class, and I've never told mom this story ever.
Okay.
I got called, and I'm not even joking you, I got called the school shooter because of my hair for a solid year. For a solid year. And, like, yeah, this happened in middle school.
What was wrong with your hair, Pop?
It was just super long. It was, like, I don't know what. It was.
She gave you the haircut?
Wait, no, I didn't cut your hair.
Yes, you did. You've definitely cut my hair before. Have you not? You did. In the bathroom. That we are near.
The only time I ever cut your hair, because it's the only thing I know how to remotely closely do, is with the razor, where I've taken you all the way down. I've never cut your hair with scissors.
No, but I'm talking about, like, it was like a very... No, you did it one time. It was in, like, it was in sixth grade or seventh grade.
I don't recall that, but oh, either
Mom,
way,
forget
the conclusion.
What we had for dinner 6 days ago. I'm not trusting your memory on this.
That's,
I mean, it looks
fair,
like Mel
like
is trying
being...
to dodge another bullet out there, ladies and gentlemen, by denying knowledge of
this.
Yeah,
I don't remember cutting hair with scissors, but...
You know,
Chris,
was,
you lived with that for a year.
Yeah, but like it, after,
why didn't you
after,
tell me?
After the first couple of months, it was more like a inside joke than anything, which is weird because it doesn't sound like it would be. But like middle school, who cares?
All right, I'm not believing this shit because if any, you have never gotten. He will not get his hair cut. I had to threaten. I said, you know what? Keep your hair the way you want to cut it, but when senior pictures come, you are getting a haircut to look presentable for... If that senior picture is going on my wall, you're going to have nice short hair.
I do know
hair.
That that's true, because you
yeah.
told
yes.
me on the phone.
So he refuses to get a haircut
okay.
at places. I take
okay.
him to places to get his haircut.
Okay.
And he refuses it. If that story's true... Oh, you have more?
Oh, I have more. But, like, this is about something that happened today.
Oh.
There was this kid at... So I was working today, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was this kid, and it's April Fool's Day.
Okay.
So there's a kid with his mom, you know, probably a nice kid, but, you know, bad teaching all around. So the kid's like, hey, I really like your hair. April Fool's.
No!
And, like, my heart dropped. I was like, I was about to say, thanks, kid. I really don't care about my hair, but, like, thanks for the compliment. You know?
Dude.
If, like, my heart sank. Like, that was the first time I ever thought, like, I need my hair cut. I'm fucking done.
What a little shit.
And I figured I had to save this story, and I didn't bring
oh
it up.
Oh, my God.
I was like, it just hurt inside my soul, because, like, I know it's not good, but, like, for the kid to just say it that boldly, honestly, I respect it. That kid's respectable. Fuck you, kiddo. But, like, you know, respectable.
It's respectable.
But how many times have I begged you to get a haircut recently? All the time I do. So my point is...
Wait.
Is
do
it
you
people
like the style
making...
of your hair, though, right now?
Oh, no, not really. But,
okay.
like,
okay.
I'm kind of like... It's not, like, even a too lazy, because if I go, I won't really care. It's just more like a... I just... couldn't give a shit. But now I kind of give a
it's
shit.
It's going to be
kid,
summer,
the
too.
Kid ego tripped me. He fucked me up real
he's gonna
hard.
He's going to get a haircut tomorrow.
Was anybody around when he said it?
His mother and the other kid.
Did she say anything?
She was like, ooh, what
oh,
the?
Okay.
She was
so
like,
okay.
She felt bad.
Take
him
to,
but I had to make like, oh, the
damage
really
was done.
The damage
now.
Was done, yeah,
yeah.
The kid already ruined my
you
ego.
Take him to the fucking international. Now.
Oh my God. Well, I'm sorry that happened
no,
to you.
No, you're hurt.
I mean, it's kind of funny.
It's funny.
It is
it's just
funny.
Like, you know, it just
you
like,
didn't say it. What did you say to him?
I was like, oh, it doesn't. My hair, I don't really care about my hair. You know, I had to, like, make myself feel better.
You had to be
you know?
Professional.
Because
yeah.
I can't be like, oh, go fuck yourself, kiddo.
Yeah,
I mean, I may have been petty and thrown a middle finger as he left the store. I may have been a little petty.
You gave us the middle finger when we came into your store.
Well, yeah.
We
but,
were,
like, that was a joking manner.
I know.
You know,
I know.
That kid, I meant it, honestly.
I, oh. What the? Oh, the kid. Yeah.
The kid, what?
Yeah, so again, the little stuff we do that I say, I know Chris gets, like, annoyed because I'm just... So we go into his store, and listen, I know how Chris is. So already, it's like, okay, we're not going to go in there. We're not going to mess with him. We're not going to... Because I know he'll get embarrassed easily.
He's working. You shouldn't.
Well, yeah, nobody was there except... I mean, he was at the register alone. But, but anyway, regardless, sorry. Yeah. So now we go down the register, and we all, it was Kaylee, Jess, and I, and we all poke our head, and I said, let's just keep it here to see how long it takes them to realize. So all three of our heads were poked out of the aisle just staring at him, and without even missing a beat or looking our way, he fucking sticks his middle finger up at us at the register. We all started laughing, and so he gets us. He gets us back. He gets us back, but, well, damn, that... So you're ready to, so now I can take you for a haircut?
Well, maybe not like now, but like, you know, soon. Okay. Soon I would be okay.
And he doesn't want you to do it because you made him look like a fucking school shooter.
But I haven't done it in years. Why not? Well, I still wouldn't want you to do it, but I know you haven't done it in years.
Right, so here's what I'm saying. Come on, let's not joke about this. So what I'm saying is if your hair looked like that, was it shorter or longer when it was cut?
It was longer. It's a little shorter than it is now.
Okay. So if it looked like that when it was cut, and that, like, made you feel a certain way that, you know, kids were calling you that, how come you continue to let it grow out and refuse my haircut?
Well, I was
not in, mine, but...
I was in middle school. I don't care anymore, to be honest with you. If I look... It's half bad. I really don't care. As long as I'm, like, not, like, borderline unlookable at, I'm fine.
Okay.
But, like, back then, you know, it was more the people name call me. I couldn't care if someone called me ugly. Apparently, I care about the fucking kid. But, like, you know, that's a different thing altogether. That's just a little 7-year-old who shit on me. But,
yeah, I think if some... No, if a kid insults you, that shit... That you feel that. He did.
That's crazy.
I mean, what the hell?
Where were his parents?
He right said there. The mom kind of went, you know,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, like, what are they doing? Come on.
Yeah, that's just a parenting issue. But, like, I mean, the kid just kind of spoke. The kid was honest. It's whatever.
It would have been, like, nice face, April Fool's. How do you like that, bitch? Freaking little shit.
Well, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. All right,
yeah.
I mean,
it's not worth getting fired, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little guy, you know.
I know you got more stories of stuff that you've gone out of your way to embarrass, too.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes I just do stuff that embarrasses him, and I have no idea why, and it's not even have anything to do with him. Like, but I went to pick Jake up from school.
To entertain yourself, to make yourself feel better about
life.
Oh,
yeah, this
when I go to pick Jake up from school. Well, do you want to tell the story?
I'll tell the story.
All right. All right.
So, me and Mom are on our way to pick up Jake, a little brother.
Yep.
And in the car, these are different. Usually people are trafficking the two cars, you know, going to the school line, right? So today, they were different people, and they were a little slow, a little mentally not there, especially the guy that was there, who was, I'll admit, he wasn't doing his job good. I'll give her that.
At all.
Yeah, I'll give her that. He wasn't doing his job. But she rolls down the window. Says, I don't know, I'm just going to paraphrase this. Hey, bud, you're not doing your job right, or something of that sort, right? And it's like, what? This is embarrassing. I don't know why. It's just like, I don't know. It's more about I'm embarrassed to be in this car with you right now, because why the hell would you tell that guy that? He doesn't give two shits. He's probably the gym teacher. What the fuck? He doesn't do anything anyway. He's a fucking gym teacher, man. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's just embarrassing. That guy probably already gets enough shit, realistically. He's a teacher. He works in the education system.
Listen, if you're out there, you have one job to do when you're put out there. We already wait in a line for 15, 20 minutes easily every day, right?
Yeah.
What were they not
He
doing?
Added 10. He wasn't even looking. Okay, so you have two cars, two lines. You've been there with me. Two lines of traffic.
Yes.
They let two cars go. Then they tell the other two and the
two
other
cars,
line.
Two cars.
Okay. He wasn't even looking at the line. He was looking over there, socializing, I guess, with the other teacher. He was not paying attention. And therefore, three cars would go. And then, two cars would go. And then four, nobody was honoring the system, even though, by the way, I'm calling out everybody in the line because everyone knows by now it's 2-2-2-2. But if the cat's away and not paying attention, the mice will play. So, it was their fault too. But what started out as being a 20-minute line turned into 30. We were there so fucking long, and it's because he wasn't even directing the cars.
Okay.
So now I get up to him, and yeah, like, in my older age, I don't know what it is. I don't, my tolerance for bullshit lately, you know, in the last couple years, I have none. This is new for me, so I'm still learning. Bear with me, right? So I get up there, and so first of all, I go to roll down the window, and instantly I hear Chris go, "Ma," like he was trying to stop me, but then it was too late. The window was down, and I'm like, "Excuse me." I'm like, "I don't know what you're doing, but these cars are not honoring the system. You're out here to do your job. You need to do your job. You know, start directing traffic, waiting out here 10 minutes, you know, this ridiculous, you know, whatever I said." I roll up the window and Chris instantly goes, "Oh, okay then. Okay, you're one of them." This is what he said.
Yeah, you're like this whole tattletale.
"You're one of them." And then he starts calling me a fucking Karen. I wasn't...
You were the definition of a Karen in that scenario. You yelled at a person working, not necessarily doing the job.
He wasn't working. That's why I yelled at him.
Yeah, but like, give him a fucking break. I feel like it's more.
He had a break. Wasn't doing his job. That's all he was doing was taking a break.
I'd be more mad at the people who didn't honor the system than the teacher, even though the teacher was a little bit of a bum. But, like, that's not his... It's not his fault that people are just shitty human beings.
Right. But if he... You're right. It was the people not honoring the system. But he is the main person who sent out there to make sure they do honor the system. If he's not doing his job... Yes, they're responsible for their actions. But if he's not doing his job, the whole thing goes awry.
Well, now
he didn't give a fuck. I know
what this guy's thinking already, because you already said he's not the normal person. So he already got drugged into something that he doesn't want to do, probably filling in for somebody who couldn't do it. So he goes out there out of the goodness of his heart to try to help out the community, to go help direct traffic. And then you roll down the window and blast him like a fucking Karen.
And let me tell you how much he cared. I got past him, and I looked in the rear view to see if he was doing his job, and he was still fucking looking the other way, not doing his job. So apparently he didn't give a shit.
Yeah, double fucking down, honestly. I triple down on that motherfucker, honestly. Fuck that. Honestly.
You should just call her Karen. You didn't like her calling you Gilf Hunter. Just call her Karen, and then, you know, you have something. You have the antidote. Anytime she busts that out, you just call her Karen.
Yeah, she's got the blonde hair. She's kind of sticking it already. I mean, necessarily the hairstyle, but she's sticking it.
I mean,
she's one of the half.
Jeez.
Wow. Oh, and then, okay, speaking of hairstyle and hair and blonde, so I remember Chris, like, very at a young age, like, it was, you know, I don't know, middle school maybe, and I was like, Chris, so I was debating whether or not to go purple. This was like a struggle I had for a while. You guys know ultimately I did. But I was struggling with it because I'm like, I don't know. I think I'm not young enough to go purple, you know. So I said, Chris, just because I like to fuck with them. And I said, Chris, would I embarrass you if I rolled up to your school and had purple hair? And he responds to me and says, well, I'd be much less embarrassed of you if you rolled up in purple hair than I am of you when you pull up in blonde. And I was fucking blonde! My whole life, I've been blonde for years! I'm like, what does that mean?
I thought you weren't blonde back then for some reason. I don't know why. I think you had, like, brown hair for a while. I don't know why. My membership.
No.
It's like dirty blonde.
It's like dirty blonde. I'm talking about...
Well, that's because my roots have come in. I need to go see Ricky.
It's like dirty blonde with a touch of gray.
Yeah, I'm talking about blonde Barbie hair blonde. I'm talking about...
Oh, I've never really platinum? Been that. Yeah.
Platinum. Yeah, like platinum blonde.
My hair's like that when it first gets done, but then it, you know, it's
The times have changed. If you rocked up to someone with purple hair, I would just be like, what is she? I don't know. Whenever I see people with colored hair, it's just always weird. And I know my sister's colored hair, but it's a little weird. It's like...
Yeah, shout out, Brie.
What are you doing? You know?
You don't like Brie's hair? See, I think her hair color looks really good with
her complexion. I think the red fits her because she's a fiery personality and she gets angry. I think it fits her. Love her to death. But, like, it fits her. It fits her. But, like, when I see someone with blue hair, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, Sonic the Hedgehog? What are we doing here? Why do you have blue hair? Purple hair? Like,
what if it was, like, anime blue, though, and it had, like, the wave?
That's worse.
Oh, all right.
What the fuck are you doing? Just buy yourself a wig at that point. I don't know, man. Like,
all right.
Like, no. I thought that I was cool when I was, like, in middle school. I'd be like, yeah, that's sick. Now I'm like,
oh, that's why you wanted me to get the purple hair in middle school.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, that
could be like fucking Naruto.
Yeah,
like... Purple hair, I'd be like, oh, that's a little cool, but now it's like, I don't know, like, if I see that in public, I'm like, Beardo. Let me just not walk away.
Oh, see, I like the color hair. I definitely like it, seeing it on other people, but now I'm just too old now to do all those fucking color. Like, that shit. And it was a nightmare because what happened is my Ricky refused to do it for me. He's like, I mean, mind you, I've been going to him for over 20 years.
And he refused.
Even when I lived in Connecticut, I would drive here to. He's the only
you
one.
You look yes. ridiculous.
No, he didn't say that. He said, you're going to hate it and it's going to take a lot of work to get you back. I'm not doing it. You think you want it, but you don't. And I was like, okay, so I didn't do it for a while. And then finally one day I just went on fucking sabbatical. Like, that's it. I did a home box because he wouldn't do it for me.
All right.
And then I had to do the call of shame to Ricky and say, Ricky, I fucked up. Can you help me? And it did. It took like 3 treatments for him
to finally. So you didn't listen to the guy that you drive all the way down from North Carolina to Connecticut?
I wanted purple hair. Chris was going to be less embarrassed than me. You
obviously don't respect his professional opinion.
I did it for my son. I did it for my son.
I appreciate your valiant effort to change.
Listen,
your
I can tell. I want to tell everybody 2 things about Chris. This is 100%. One, he doesn't give a fuck, and he just says what it is.
He doesn't.
That's what I love. I think maybe the most. He does not give a shit.
He doesn't.
There's no filter.
Nope.
And second of all, the precision.
Mm-hmm.
This dude's on point.
Yeah.
All right. Because when you know that most people get picked up in a certain amount of time. He'll give you the extra minute, okay? Let me tell you something right now. We got a text message the other day saying, please, whatever you do, don't waste your time. I don't want to ruin your day. I don't want you waiting forever for me at 7 o'clock, all right? I know you guys got a lot of stuff going on. I know you're busy, and I know that waiting there is going to just be killing you inside, so could you please come at 7:01? I mean, listen, and I said... No, because I wanted to call him out. I'm like, dude, if he fucking says that, he better come out at 7:01.
Now, mind you, okay, so now we're going there. We're like, okay, we have to make it. We have 4 minutes to make it.
He's about 5 away. We almost died getting
there, by the way. He's like 5 away. So I know I have to go a little fast. We get up to the stop sign, first fucking thing, a train. A fucking train comes and we're like, we're not making it. Damn it! Because we needed to be, it was actually 5:01. It was 7, not 7, but...
5:01, it was 5:01.
Yeah, so I was like, we're not making it. We're screwed. Luckily, train went by really fast. And then I was a little bit of a speed demon, I'm not going to lie.
She's cutting fucking people
we had to make it.
Swerving in the other
oh,
lane.
Oh, let's listen, not exaggerate.
She was
drama
fucking
queen.
Unhinged. She's all doing right, 70 listen. On a country road.
He's going, go, go, go. We got to be there for 7:01.
So we make it.
Or 5:01.
We don't make it into the parking lot, but there's a light.
Yeah.
So where he works is off to the side. So you can see the entrance of the door from the light.
Yeah.
And our eyes are transfixed on it. It's 7 o'clock. It goes to 7:01. And I'm like, all right, dude, moment of truth.
Yeah.
Because if he comes at 5:01.
Yeah.
If he comes out at 5:02, I'm busting balls. I'm going to be like, really? Like, you're fucking late, dude.
Yeah.
Been waiting here all day and you made us wait the 5:02. Literally.
Yep, 5:01.
5:01.
Door opens.
Boom, out the door, I'm like, ooh, I gotta eat shit on that one.
But we were laughing our ass off because we're like, there's no way he's gonna walk out exactly at 5:01.
And it was exact.
It was exactly 5:01. He did that to us 2 days in a row.
Yeah, so we got smoked.
Yeah, he told us the exact minutes
we got
down to the minute, and
so I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah,
because I don't know if I've ever had it's like pick me up. Oh, I'm gonna get out a little early. You know, can you come at 4:59?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's the
yeah,
same
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, he's done that before.
Yeah,
too.
Listen, you don't listen. Yeah. It's on point though.
Yeah.
Like, right down, he doesn't want you to waste a minute of your life.
No.
Literally,
he does
a minute of your life. Like, listen, so it worked out. I haven't met anybody with that much precision.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, that's 2 things I noticed right off rip.
But he definitely is the one who doesn't give a shit. Like, you know, not that you're insensitive, Chris. You're very sensitive, like, in certain situations. But, like, obviously. But
he
obviously.
He ruined his acting career.
Oh, yeah. I told him he was really shit at acting. He admits it now. He's seen the light. But, yeah. I also went on a singing too. I mean, he's a child. So I wasn't like, you're shit at singing. But I was like, you might want to reconsider a different path in your career.
Yeah, but he's got the art.
He's got the art.
The art. Listen, I've seen
the
art.
The
I'll
art.
Tell you right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, I can't shit on
this
that.
This kid's like fucking Pablo Picasso.
Yeah.
I mean, he's sick.
Yeah.
No, he's good.
But you know what? So's Chris.
Chris is really good.
Chris is amazing at his art,
so
too.
This is the thing.
His anime is amazing.
And when he talks up,
I don't know where the fuck they get it from. Let's just put that out there.
When he talks shit,
not artistic.
I'm like, damn, dude. Like, when Chris talks shit, I would bet on Chris.
Yeah.
Almost 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Well, the 10 came up the other day. Because he's talking shit to Brianna. Oh, I'll smoke you with this. I'll smoke you with that. So they play like a capital, state and capital game. He fucking knows, like, he goes, I don't know, fucking China. Like, he's making fun of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was making fun of it. You were pretty bad. He got like 2 out of 50.
Hey, we had a pretty good joke come out of it, though, at the very least.
But Brianna, I didn't know, knew that many capitals.
Yeah.
She's like, Bismarck, Boise. I'm like, damn, Brie. But she got smoked. And I was, if I had the bet before the game started.
You would have bet on Chris.
100%.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't talk shit unless he can back it up most of the time. But I didn't think anybody was going to pull his card that time.
But the funny part about that is I can't even count on hands how many times we've been waiting for Chris. Jake in the school line, and sometimes we'll play games or pull up, and that's one that we definitely did more than once, state yeah. capital. So yeah. I would have definitely, if I was out there, I would have been like, oh, he's got this. Yeah. Me and him have done, just this year, we've done this 3 times in the car.
Maybe he just choked. Maybe he had a moment of momentary lapse.
Yeah, I just forgot. If you gave me the capital, I would have maybe
with
had
the state is
yeah,
better
with
for
the
you.
State, maybe. I still think I would have fucking sucked, but I think I would have done a little better than.
I mean, there's a lot of funny stories. The mockery dance that he was doing, he would taunt Jake. We were playing this YouTube game, and when he got it right, I don't remember how it went, but I remember when he did it, I died. And he would like mock Jake. They were going back and forth competitive shit, and he had this dance that he would do right in his face. Yeah. Yeah, he was like making eye contact, and it was fucking hilarious. I mean, but look.
Yeah, Chris.
The torture's about over.
Chris is my savage kid for sure, but he's also so, and I don't say like, oh, he's the only honest one. Not like that. But, you know, the girls are a little bit more sensitive. Maybe Jake wouldn't want to hurt feelings. He's young. Chris, anytime I want an honest opinion on how I look, or if the girls are asking an opinion and they're like, oh, you're just saying that, I'll say, go ask your brother.
Yeah.
Chris is not going to fucking sugarcoat shit. He's going to tell
you. I don't know, dude. Jake is pretty, I mean, he's not sugarcoating. Maybe with you he does.
Maybe.
Because you're his mother.
Yeah.
But you don't give a shit with Uncle B, dude. Yeah. I'll tell you what. He's already smoked me a million times, too, dude. I'm getting owned by everybody, dude. I come down here. It's just like, damn. So I've gotten pwned. Yeah. By Jake.
By Chris.
By everybody.
Chris
didn't really know. Me and Chris have just been cool. We're chilling.
Well, that's because you never see him.
We like to. And then, you know, it's all right. Well, no, before I saw him a lot, when I was here last time I saw him a lot, we were just having fun.
I think Chris is still bitter because you bragged about beating
the
him when he was 2 years old on Super Sluggers. Like, of
course. How did that story not come up during this podcast?
I don't know. But
it was like 5 years old.
I think we can't leave it without not telling it because this is
all
just a classic.
You guys want to hear the story?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I remember. He might not
Do you remember?
Very vividly.
You don't want to tell it? Okay.
So I was playing this game called Super Sluggers. And, you know, I thought I was really good at the game. I was. I was good at the game. And I found out this chemistry thing that you could do where you could, like, jump up when you match certain guys in certain places. And he was good. Listen, you're talking about, oh, he was just a kid, but he was fucking good at this game.
He was great.
He was good.
Yeah, he was amazing.
So, like, we would have intense back and forth, and for some reason, this one game, I fucking kicked his ass, and the game stopped. It said mercy rule. I was like, oh,
I think
shit.
It was like 99 to...
Dude, it was... I don't know if it was 99.
I don't think it was 99. He was up at least 5 or 10 on me.
It was a lot. Yeah. So the game just stops.
No.
So I rubbed it in his face. Fucking you're damn right I did. I was like, oh, I'm like, you just got owned. But I've lost to him before.
Wait a minute, real quick. Could we just... Because I'm not sure we said it. Could we remind the listeners how old Chris was?
I don't know how old he was.
I think I was like 6.
Okay. Could we remind the listeners how old you were?
I was, let's see, let's do the math.
Is that what it is?
31.
Okay. I just want to make sure everybody's aware.
No,
of what
a little
the
younger,
production.
29.
Mm. You're not really saving yourself the 2 years there, huh, man?
Well, 20 sounds better than 30.
I mean, it does. I'll give
you that. I skipped a whole decade. You see what I did there? I was like, let me not make it sound as bad as it really was.
Okay.
I was 29 and 3 quarters.
Okay. All right. So.
Yeah, and I bragged. Yeah, I did.
You bragged to everybody. You bragged to everybody. Everybody. I remember somebody walked in that night after this was all said and done. And the minute they walked in the door, you decided to brag with him, to him about it. And yeah. I'll never forget it. He looked you dead ass in the face and said, "You beat a 6-year-old and you're bragging?" Yeah. How do you sleep at night?
Yes.
How do you even sleep with yourself?
How do you even sleep at night?
Yeah, how do you even sleep at night?
Yeah, but then listen. Yeah. Then and then he tried to get revenge and he got fucking smoked too. So if you're listening, you got it too. I won. I beat your ass too. All right, so I want
to
hear it.
I'll give it to you, Vin. I would do the same exact thing if I shit on a little kid in a game. I will shit talk that kid to death. Honestly, I'm with you. I would have shit talked me too.
I told you he's my little Vin. He had Jake
really emotional last time I was here. We were playing Super Sluggers and we set up a tournament. And me and
it was
Smash Brothers. That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
So we all picked our own characters. We did 25%. So I had 25% of the field. Chris had 25% of the field. Jake had 25% of the field, and the rest was the computer. And we would play a round robin. Me and him, our guys made it to the end. So we had this fucking like final duel. Shit, it was intense. I lost. I remember that I lost. And I don't think he even rubbed it in to get the revenge on me either, by the way. But I remember when he was beating Jake, he would get upset, but he would almost provoke it to the point where he got really emotional about it. And I'm like, bud, it's good. You played good for your age. And he was even younger than he was at the time, I think.
No, okay. He wasn't that young. But yeah, no, I do shit talk Jake.
So he did the same shit.
So not only does he have your sense of humor. So maybe
we are fucking similar.
Not only does he have your sense of humor, he has your competitive edge, and he has your annoying games mindset, skill set.
Maybe. You're bragging. Yeah. And so you're insulting me. When you insult him, you're insulting me in a way.
And I don't think she cares.
I don't care about
and if
that.
If you're insulting me, you're insulting him.
Wow.
And he looked a lot. When he was young,
but he
was a spitting image of me, too.
But I don't want my son to be like. I mean, no offense. I don't want him to be like you, dude.
Why not?
I don't want him to be the 30-year-old old man fucking bragging about beating a 6-year-old. Dude, I don't want that. You know what's in his future?
Will.
You know what's in his future? Writing to fucking Yahtzee as respectful announcer if he keeps going down this route. You think I want this for my kid?
I don't think you want that.
Scopely support and shit.
And I was 30 when I did that. I mean, that was kind of pathetic. I'm not going to lie.
It
was a good podcast story.
That was... You were much older than that.
I was in my 30s.
Yeah, like 38. Let's not
That's
mobile.
In the
30s. Let's not
No,
mobile.
I wasn't. No, I wasn't.
Dude, that was 4 years ago.
No, it wasn't. It was longer than 4 years ago. It was about 6 years ago.
It was 4 years ago.
I was 35.
Ago. It was...
It's Dude. On... Listen, it's on documented on the website.
Dude.
So, you know?
All right.
It's there. You don't even have to look it up.
I'm gonna look
it up. I was 35, guys.
You were not.
We're way over time on this episode.
Yeah, well,
you know?
Well,
you can find us at SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes.
4 years
You can
ago.
Go to our website, www.humorous.com or humorouspod.com.
Okay. Anyway, this is why the this is why I'm the big dog here.
All right,
you can
dog.
Find us on our website at www.humorouspodcast.com.
Email is humorouspod@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's if you want to write in and let Vin know that he's a dude.
If there's any grandmas out there, you know, that want a piece of the Gilf Hunter, write in. Maybe send a profile pic.
You're just mad you just got smoked by mom just now. Let's hold off on the call in the Gilf Hunter.
All right, you know what I mean? All right,
let's calm down.
The retirement home's going to be going crazy.
you got me.
They already come in to see him at work all the time.
Oh, Jesus. That's tough.
Do you have anything you would like to say before we leave?
Anything in specific? Well, not really, to be honest with you.
No? Okay, did you have a good time?
No shameless plugs.
What am I going to plug?
I don't know.
My drug dealer? I'm not going to plug anything in specific. I don't got a plug.
Are you going to come back and do another show for us?
Sure. And so at some point, yeah, sure.
Okay.
At some point.
And when you come back, will your hair be cut?
Well, it depends on if it's in the middle of a haircut time. It depends.
All right.
Are you going to get lucky?
I was just trying to see if you, that little kid, just made sure your hair is going to stay on point all the time now.
Not all the time, but that kid got me. He boomed me.
Okay. Okay. Well, this has been a great episode. I'm really excited that you came on today, Chris. You know, I love you, and I'm so glad you came on, even though I annoy you, and I'm that mom. You know, I'm just, you know, it's who I am. You got to love me for me.
Yeah, I love you for you. I got some things to dislike, but I love you for you.
Okay.
And that's what matters.
So yeah. I'm going to still annoy you and do those little things, and it's going to be okay.
It'll be okay.
All right.
Not great, but it'll be okay. We'll live.
We've made it this far. All right, this is Mel.
And Ben.
And Chris.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Let's go look for some grandmas.
Humorous theme song is brought to you courtesy of our very beautiful and extremely talented friend, El Sida. Go find her on Facebook today, like her music, and go find a show near you. I promise you will not regret it. Fire's burning, then you just